84 years old. Will be 85 in January. And when I went to school, I was just a child of 5 years old, put me to school in a government mission school it was. But the government was supporting it, you know. Mm-hmm. And all we learned was up to the eighth grade. That was as far as the government was teaching the Indian children them days. Mm-hmm. So we just got that part of it. Now, these children nowadays have a very good chance, and there is so many of them don't make good use of it like they should. Now, I'm old and I sit here and I think of those things. What if I had that chance? I know I would make use of it. We had no way to make a living. We didn't have the education. All our work was hard work. My father was a rancher. So I helped him. I was 17 years old when I finished my eighth grade. Well, I was 18 and I didn't have no place to go to school. We didn't know nothing about going to white schools, you know, and whether we could get in or anything. So we just stayed home and helped our parents. I did. I worked with him outside with his cattle. I rode horseback. I took care of the cattle, took care of the milk cows, brought them in, milk them. And he had a bunch of horses, so we had to tend to them, work with them. When it's branding time, well, I was right in the midst of it. I was young and I could run around and do lots, so I helped him. I mowed hay, I raked hay, I hauled hay. In the wintertime, I helped my father take care of the stock. We had to take care of our cows. We had to put up hay in the summertime to feed our cattle in the winter. Well, it was the same routine every year. And we got along fine. We weren't close to a town. 31 miles was the closest, and that was the Cheyenne Agency. That's the closest store we can get to.
Was that at Fort Bennett?
No, this is at the other. Fort Bennett was, I was just a child then.
I see, okay.
I was just a child. I was born there at Fort Bennett. And it was down here, it's all underwater now. Mm-hmm. And when the whites took that part of the country away from the Indians, from the Cheyenne River to the Bad River, all that was Indian reservation. Mm. But white people were coming in, settling. They took that land away from the Indians, put them north of the Cheyenne River, up to the Timberlake country. Mm-hmm. Well, that was in my girlhood days. I was going to school yet then. I was going to school at Fort Bennett. But when they moved us this way, then they moved the schools. They had a boys' government school there, and there was a mission school I went to that the government supported. But the government didn't move them. The mission had to move their school where they wanted. So we, after the Fort Bennett had closed up there, well, us children at the mission went back to that school till the mission was able to do something with their buildings. They sold out. They closed the school. Well, then, after that, my father sent me to a Catholic school up north, south of Fort Yates. The government had a school there and was renting it to the Catholics, so that's where I went to school till I was 18, and I stayed home and then done all this work. Mm-hmm. Well, I lived with my folks all that time. But it was nothing but stock. Now, we didn't know what going to a town and having a good time like they are now. No, no. If I went to town with my father didn't speak English. He was a French half-breed. Oh, three-quarter breed he was. I spoke English, so I did the talking for him. We got our groceries and done his banking and whatever he wanted to do. I did all the talking. I guess that's why I'm so talkative.
What was your father's name?
My father's name was Claymore.
Claymore.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather's name was Basil Leonard Claymore. That's his father.
Mm-hmm.
My father's name was Claymore. They had 10 children. They had 10 children, raised every one. And they done well on ranch. When they had cattle to sell, why, they went to Gettysburg to sell their cattle or to Fort Pier. And so my father shipped his cattle to Chicago. That's the way they got there. But when the money came back to the bank, he gets noticed. Then my father and I would go down, tend to the money. And we didn't bring it out and go to the beer joint and drink it. I didn't know what drinking was some days. The men drank, I guess, but I never know. My father didn't, I know that. He tended to business. Well, after I quit school up at the Catholic school, then I was a ranchman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got along fine, the Indians did. The Indians, those that settled down, the most of them then had settled down. Why, they had a few cattle and they herd them around like the sheep, you know. They took care of the cattle. They got along fine. Nobody had to worry about feeding them. They, of course, they give them their rations, still rations, flour, sugar, coffee, cornmeal.
They got these from the government?
They got that from the government, you see. Well, they can furnish their own meat, you see.
Yeah.
Well, then they got along all right. Years went by, going on that way, and another agent come, and he'd think of something. Some agent got in, and somebody had put him wise to it that they would lease the land from the Indians. Of course, the old Indians were alive yet, the chiefs. And so they had their council, meetings to go on. At the agency, and all the people would go to listen to what's going to happen. And they didn't want it. They didn't want the lessees in here. They said, we're getting along all right. We don't need their money. We have our own cattle, and we get our rations, and we get a little money from the government to buy, if they need anything, why they get money from the government. Well, but they just wouldn't let them rest. They just kept going, and they kept fighting it, though, anyway. So one day the interpreter there, all camped down to the agency, they went to the meeting that morning. He said, I'm sorry, folks, he said, that your land is leased. So they said, who give them permission? The agent. What power did the agent have with this land? This is our land, and we are using it. And if a big outfit is going to come in here, and they said, how many cattle are they going to put in here? About 9,000 cattle. Well, then we just as well kill all our cattle.
The agent leased Indian land?
This is Indian land. But the Indians didn't have the power to hold their land. The agent just went around. He was bought. So he went overhead and leased the land to these people. So the Indians hollered and kicked, but no. couldn't do nothing. So they said, oh, all right, then we'll. One Indian says, we just ought to take this Asian and throw him in the river. And another one said, no, that's too good for that. He'll swim out. We ought to shoot him. You know, that Asian resigned. But nobody helped the Indians to protect themselves. So an old man got up, older man, one of these, he's older. He got up and he says, well, we should have known when we had given up to this white man that they're going to do as they please with us. They're going to make us do what they want. So this is just like the story I'm going to tell you, he said, Lewis. A bunch of ducks just swimming in a pool there, and here come a coyote. He told him to get up and dance. He said he's going to sing for them. So he did. He got up and he sang so that in his ducks were dancing around. Dancing, and some one of them hollered, open your eyes. He said, if you open your eyes will be red and you'll be blind. Go blind. Open your eyes, he's going to get all of us, he said, before he gets all of us. There he had them, scared them that when he was killing them off.
He said. Mm-hmm. He told them to shut their eyes?
Yes.
And when they opened their eyes, they'd be red?
Yeah, if they did, they'd be red. So they got afraid of that, and they would be blind. So they had their eyes shut, and they were dancing to his song. And he, this one of them opened their eyes. So he got them about all killed. Anyway, what didn't he kill, flew away, but they were blind. Now that's the way with us. That's what these white people are doing with us, going to do with us. They're going to make us like it. They're going to make us take it. So we just as well could.